June Bowersox. My husband was Joe Jr. The restaurant was started by Joe Sr.
And I'm Joe Bowersox III.
Yeah.
And I'm Larry Franz, son of Bernice Bowersox Franz.
And I'm Bernice Bowersox Franz, and it was my parents that had the restaurant to begin with.
But they had it, the bottom line is they started the restaurant in the late 40s.
Yes.
Uh-huh. At the State Fair.
Yeah.
And they had it all the way through the 70s.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a long run.
Yes, it is.
So every year in the 50s, before you guys had kids, you would you, Mom, always work at the State Fair and
mm-hmm.
Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Would Dad always take time off from his work?
2 weeks.
He did before you even had kids? You and Uncle Joe would then work there too every year? From the beginning, did he always use family members to help with that fair?
Yes.
Because he used, so my dad, who married into it, Bernice's husband, Landy, helped at the fair.
Well,
you
Joe,
were there, and
Joe
Uncle
did.
Joe, which is
but it
Joe's
always,
senior
it and
son.
School always started at the same time.
And then my cousins, Stan Franz, was up front. I don't know if, did Alan also run up? Did he also chef up front too? Alan and Stan Franz?
I remember Alan being out there.
Yes. Seems. And then all of us grandkids, and that was later, that's like in the 60s, 70s, then all were waitresses. My sisters, my brother worked up front. Your sisters were all those waitresses.
Yeah.
We got people from church, the LaRudes. Were
that's
waitresses
right.
too.
And then,
I mean, we had a few people that would, the girls would, I remember when Dad was getting this ready to go, this is later on, girls would come, you know, high school girls, college, and ask if they could get a waitress job. But first and foremost, it was a family affair.
Family, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you started having kids, then as soon as we got old enough, now it's a different time, so probably 6 or 7, we'd start peeling onions in the back. And chopping green pepper.
Green peppers.
And
yeah.
tomatoes.
Yeah.
Because that would all go into the grilled. The number one thing that we did was grilled onion, tomato, and green pepper.
Fair burger.
The fair burger. The yeah. fair burger.
And no one else on the grounds did the hamburgers just like we did.
That was our thing. That was at the front. End.
Mm-hmm. And it was eventually imitated.
Yes. I have no idea who came up with the fair burger, the onion, the tomato, and the green pepper. Did Grandpa just do it, or did he?
I think Daddy did, yeah.
Okay.
But you know, the other people that imitated us didn't put in tomatoes. They
That's
just
right.
put green peppers.
Well, and sometimes they would have... They would have a slice of tomato. People would ask
oh,
for
Oh, yeah.
Deluxe.
They did have slicers.
The slicers. Right. Yeah,
we would
that's
get
right.
Slicers
by
that
hand.
Was the deluxe, then, if they got an extra slice of tomato.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The slicers.
I think it's on our menu, even. Mm.
But there was the guy, and I remember Dad talking about this, and probably Grandpa, too. There was the guy who
yeah.
imitated
the deluxe
the fair burger.
Was 10 cents more.
But, you know, we always used the spatula, right? And, mm-hmm. and it was mm-hmm. just covered in onions. But he used a fork, remember? He used a fork.
Where was he?
Like,
I don't even know where was he located.
I think he might have not been in one of the permanent restaurants. I think he was maybe in one of the other ones out there. But
out
he would
there.
Take a fork, and he would spring the tines,
uh-huh.
and then he would use that to get a few onions on. Uh-huh. And I remember Dad and probably Grandpa always saying, oh, he's skimping on the onions.
Were the family members paid?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was a big deal. We had a whole ceremony for that,
but
too.
Dad,
a ceremony.
Not a ceremony. We had a dinner.
Oh, okay.
Dad would
in the dining room, and the money would be put in an envelope underneath the plate when we had got... this is the Franz side. This is not the Bowersox. Mm-hmm. This is Mom's, Bernice Franz's Bowersox's family. That was just... I got a soft $50 bill.
Well,
I never saw a $50
remember?
Bill. That was a big deal back in the 60s.
Larry, don't you remember Dad always watching the money until he had enough to crack the nut?
Crack the nut. That's right.
Uh-huh. When all of our bills were paid and the money was divided up between the three families. Then they'd take us to the Friendly Farm restaurant for a fried chicken dinner.
Yeah, we did.
That was what you adults did?
Mm-hmm.
That's what the adults did after?
Yeah. Well, and the kids. As we had you kids, well, you were always
mm-hmm.
included in those dinners out. It was out on Portland Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do
and
know
then,
that it was always stressful knowing how much you were going to make because, you know, you had to get all the bills in
yeah.
from the meat the bread, you know, the buns, from the bakery, all the vegetables, because we used to buy vegetables and onions and all that stuff, all your stuff. And then when the dust settled, then you knew how much you were going to make, and then that would determine how everyone got paid.
It was a lot of hard work. Those were long days. They would get there at 7 in the morning, probably 6, and it would close. When would it close? We were trying to ask. 10 or 11? When would it close?
Depended on the traffic. How many people were going to the fairgrounds for the entertainment, and how much traffic was going?
Because it was right in front of the racetrack. Mm-hmm. It used to be a big grandstands, called it the grandstands. Mm-hmm. And they would have entertainment, or the horses would go. I think there was one or two nights in the state fair where the horses went late.
Yeah.
And that was always a big, because then you got the burger rush at the end.
Mm-hmm. But the races were always in the daytime. And they
But there was like two nights where they went late.
Did they?
Something like that. There was a couple nights where they went late.
I mean, it seemed like sometimes we were still there at 11 o'clock.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, before even shutting down, and customers still coming up, it seemed.
I remember my dad worked in the back. Him and Dad worked everywhere. At the inn, though, my dad was the guy in the back, like what took over my grandfather's. And your dad was in the front. And my dad would work so hard, he'd get spatula hand. His fingers would curl. When he'd wake up in the morning, his fingers were like this, because he had the spatula all day, because that's not what he normally did. And he would have to straighten out his fingers, because his hand was killed.
And who was the woman who was always in the back?
Hazel.
That washed the dishes. Yeah.
But she also did the steam table.
Yeah, she did the steam table.
And then she did the steam table. Yeah. But at first it was just dishes. Okay.
And then I washed dishes a little bit.
And LJ washed a lot of dishes.
He did before me, and then he went up front.
Yeah.
And then you and I were gophers.
Yeah, running slicers and
we'd also
garbage cans full of onions to the front.
Yes. You would slice them and put them in a plastic garbage can. I mean, that's sterile. It's clean.
But we would go through probably a couple of those a day.
Yes. I mean, that whole thing, if they could corral us kids, we didn't want to do it. You get tired of peeling onions. And grandma, I remember her, that chopping block board sat out there, and she would just cut up tomatoes and green peppers and put them in mustard and mayonnaise.
Yeah, the mustard.
The big plastic gallon, and they would put those in the coolers, and that's what you would dump on the onions for the fair burger. And then if it got really busy, you would run, Dad would fry more burgers in the back,
and then you'd
run the plate to go up front.
Yeah, right.
And my dad would always yell at you, bring back the plate, bring back the plate, because you'd leave the plate up there. So on the busiest time, how many waitresses would we have? That's a great question.
I don't know, but there were four people up front, because
they're
cooks.
One person
they
cooking
always
and
had
one person wrapping.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Amy always worked up front.
Did
and
you?
Lori always liked to work in the kitchen.
One waitress per
room.
And then in the back, you had my dad, you had Hazel, and then it was Luann or Lori. You had Bonnie Sanders always sliced. So that's four. Then I would be washing, and then other people would be washing too, because I couldn't do that all myself. At least five or six. Cashier. So how many is that then? That's 2, 4, 6, 8, and then
probably
15 people?
Probably 12 to 15, yeah.
During busy days. Mm-hmm. Mondays and Tuesdays were. And then Senior Citizen Day was always a
Tuesday.
Big dinner day, because they like dinners.
That's
that
right.
A big
day. We had turkey dinners.
Turkey.
And you didn't find them too often on the fair.
No, they were, but they didn't tip well. Nothing's changed. I remember the waitresses complained about that. But that was always a big day. And that was Tuesdays?
Tuesdays.
Because every day of the fair had a different theme. Mm-hmm. It was Family Day. That was a big day.
Kids Day.
Uh-huh.
Veterans Day.
Yeah. But weekends. But if it got hot,
Pepsi
people would
day.
Eat.
Yeah.
And Dad used to sock up. If it's cool, they'll eat. Otherwise, it just went pops. And they don't want to eat.
Or so if we got rained out.
And then it get rained out, too.
Oh,
so
yes.
Weather... You're always looking at the weather report to see, and that could bust your year. Because I remember that one year we had a whole bunch of rain, and it just flooded in the back, and it was bad. I remember that year.
Constantly sweeping with brooms, water.
Yes, the water out the back.
Watching it run up back in. Poorly designed.
10 days a year. Yeah, amazing.
But it was always fun.
Always fun. Hard work fun.
In those days, too, it always ended on Labor Day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then school started the next day. Classes started.